Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Been talking Green Bay Packers, so why don't we chat with someone who was in San Francisco and saw maybe the roughest game of the 2019 season in person. That, of course, would be Scott Grodzki, co-worker at my day job, CBS 58. Scott, welcome.
Hey, I was in L.A. too, if that counts. That's two good ones.
L.A., which
the fields were both of them.
L.A., which we called the Fire Festival of NFL stadiums. It was a soccer stadium that held like 12 people.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. It was we were on a tennis court for the media room.
Truth.
I don't know why there was a tennis court there.
Did you play at all?
What can you do? No. We were on the tennis court in the little like makeshift tent. What can you do?
It was so weird. It was so bizarre, man. But this was L.A. was bizarre. San Francisco to me was just plain disappointing because there was
San Francisco was bad,
right? There's no part of that that went well for them, right?
No, that was right from the beginning, right from the fumble to the 2-yard line with Tevin Coleman. The game felt like it was over. Really, the only good thing that happened was really love the play call on a shotgun on 4th and 1. That was good.
Woo!
That was good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I was just robbed of watching Packers football in both the game against the Chargers and the Niners because, I mean, I was just. Like, I never give up on the team, but at halftime of both games, I was like, this is over. Like, this team is not coming back.
Yeah.
They just don't look like they want to be there. What concerns you most right now, Scott? The offense, the defense, or the special teams, or all of the above, D?
I guess I would go with A and B. Special teams doesn't concern me too much just because I think I feel like special teams is a dessert. You can be concerned about it once everything else is going well.
Right.
But it's just right now, I mean, they have some major issues. And you know what? They have 2 weeks ahead where both offense and defense should get healthy. You're not going to get many better matchups than what they have the next few weeks for the defense. It's 3 weeks because then they have Trubisky. I mean, it's really rough on both right now. And just on the field, it just everyone was so dejected from pretty much the start of that game. And after hearing them talk over and over again after the Chargers loss about how they're going to have juice and they need to be all amped up for the game, then they come out and do basically the same thing against San Francisco. And
right.
It was very disheartening to watch just for a team that now you got to think they're going on the road in the playoffs, whether it's in San Francisco, in New Orleans, doesn't really matter. Either one of them, it's going to be a tough environment. They're putting themselves in position to be there.
And if they don't watch, they'll be in the playoffs in the road in the first round, and they may be going to Minnesota because there's that 3-6 thing that's starting to shake out, right?
Yeah, I mean, it sure looks like whoever doesn't win the division is going to be the 6, and the winner will be the 3. So, obviously they've had success as a 6 seed in the playoffs at one point, but I don't know that you want to set yourself up to the point where you're going to be doing – at Minnesota, then the 2 seed is probably going to be the Saints, then the 1 seed is the 49ers. That's a very tough road to get to Miami.
Scott, do you think they can survive the next 2 weeks? I mean, especially the Giants and the Redskins. I mean, let's be honest. They both stink on both sides of the ball. But do you think they could survive 2 weeks without Brian Bulaga? And who do you see, like, filling in for that role? Is it going to be Alex Leiter? Are they going to move some guys around, maybe get Lucas Patrick in there? What do you think?
I mean, I think it's going to be Alex Leiter. I think they like him. I think from the beginning they've liked him as a swing tackle, so I think he'll get the first real shot at it. I know he had somewhat of a shot and didn't exactly do well against San Francisco, but San Francisco is as good a front four as you're going to find in the league, and he's going in just on, you know, no notice of you're in.
Right.
I think he gets the start. I think even if he struggles in the beginning of the game, they're going to stick with him. I think it'd be one thing if Lucas Patrick was an outside guy.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't really have an option. I can't imagine they're going to move Elgton Jenkins over there. Maybe they would do Billy Turner, but it's not really something they want to do. They'd be in a better position, actually, if Lane Taylor wasn't hurt right now, because he does have some experience playing tackle when Bakhtiari got hurt, what was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
So that would have been an ideal situation. It's not there. I think that regardless of what we saw against San Francisco, they like what they have in light. So I would be very surprised if he doesn't get a good long look there.
Scott, let me switch topics here just really quickly. Would you rather be punched in the face every single day for a week or watch 30 hours straight of Badgers basketball?
I mean, I work with Kevin. I'm sort of used to A.
That's true. That's very true.
Working with me is much like getting punched in the face for an entire week straight.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. But you know what? Whether it's getting punched in the face every week, whatever it was, or watching 30 minutes of Badgers basketball, as long as I have like that little 3 second clip of Duke Stephen F. Austin on the side, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's helping people locally right now, because the Badgers got outplayed and outclassed by New Mexico, which doesn't exactly...
After being outplayed and outclassed by Richmond
by
the day before.
Richmond!
Mitch Richmond.
Woo! Yeah, they go into December with 0 wins away from Kohl Center, and that's not a recipe for success.
Well, at least they got the Marquette one.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. March is going to be an interesting time here. I just have this weird sense that we're going to have one team in the tournament. It's going to be an 8 seed or a 9 seed. It's going to be one of those where...
UWM?
Oh, UWM could make it. I mean...
I think they might be the best team in the area.
Oh, my gosh!
Nah, I'm kidding. I don't know. Am I?
I do think UWM is going to compete in the Horizon, though. Yeah. I think they with Tijon Lucas coming in, and they have a couple other transfers as well. I think, 70% of their team is transfer students, and a lot of them are now eligible for the first time. So I think they're 4-2 right now. I mean, they're doing okay right now, but they're still feeling it out. And the Horizon League in general is just a little bit down this year. So do I think they're making the tournament? I don't know, but I think they're going to be, they'll be right around that 4 or 5 seed in a conference tournament where sure they can go on run.
I know you're up early cause you've got actual work to do on our day job, CBS 58, but do you have time to stick around for one more segment?
Yeah, sure. I'll do one more.
It'll be a quick one. Hang tight. Hang tight. That's Scott Grodzki, CBS 58. We will hear more from him in a moment here. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, 105.7 FM, The Fans. Kevin Holden, CBS 58 in Milwaukee. Of course, Ryan Horvath is here. Chuck and Bart, not so much here.
Yeah, nowhere to be found. Hey, Kev, what we do have coming up, though, the 13th annual Fan Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, presented by Bayview Shade and Blind and Annex Wealth Management, and that begins next week on Monday. Chuck and Winkler will be there, the Bill Michaels Show, and the Wendy's Big Show. Bring a toy, stop out, see the guys, and you can watch the shows. What do you got going on next week? You're going on vacation, right?
No, I'm there. I'm Drew and I are doing a segment together.
So that's right. You leave for vacation on Thursday, or for Thanksgiving, I should say.
And the day after, that's it.
That's
just a 2-day. It's not even vacay. It's just 2 off days.
Are you flying?
Yeah. Going to Atlanta.
Scott, what do you got going on?
I'm going back to Chicago area.
Are you from Chicago?
I think north suburbs, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm from Joliet, Illinois. Never knew you.
Okay. Glenview.
Never knew that. Scott Grodzki on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. For those wondering as well. So you're most concerned with offense and defense as far as this Packers team go. What are your early thoughts on the Bucks? 14-3, Chris Middleton comes back tonight. What do you think about that?
Well, you just got to think that it's, as long as it's not the Devontae Adams thing where he comes back and then the offense forgets how to play, that would be an issue. But no, I mean, the Bucks are the Bucks. I think it's weird even saying that, knowing that I'm taking for granted that they're 14-3 and Giannis just scored 50 without a turnover, which is remarkable, but it's the regular season in the NBA. And when you have a team that's as dominant and as good as the Bucks, regular season in the NBA doesn't matter anymore. It mattered 3 years ago, 2 years ago, when Giannis was still getting better and you were hoping that, okay, will they make the playoffs? Will they win a playoff series? Will they get a top 4 seed and be home? I don't know if they're going to be the one, or if the Celtics will be, or anyone else, but it doesn't matter. They're gonna be a 50-plus win team. They'll very possibly get to 60 again. They're going to be either the one or the 2 seed, and if they're not the one, obviously we found out last year, home court advantage isn't exactly everything. I don't think there'll be any problems reintegrating Middleton. I do think it's good for guys like Dante DiVincenzo to be getting some playing time, so if they can see what they have in there, because when push comes to shove towards the end, and once you get into the playoff situation, Kyle Korver's a liability on defense, and you need to see if you have some other guys out there who can play. But they're 14-3. If they were 12-5, or if they were 16-1, I'm not sure there's a whole lot of difference in terms of the feel.
And what that means, I think, is January, February, March, those 3 months, as they establish and separate, there's no reason to not rest a lot of guys, a lot of games, right? I mean, this whole, we use the term load management, which is a different sort of thing, but the idea is you just don't want to be hurt. You just want to have healthy guys going in. I think we're going to see a lot of guys out leading into the playoffs. January, February, March, you're going to see guys take games off, maybe multiple games at a time.
Well, and that's the reason why the NBA has a huge problem on their hands, is that me speaking as a fan and a fan of basketball and someone who enjoys watching the Bucks play, if I'm going to a game in February or March or January, I want to see Giannis play. I want to see the Bucks stars on the court, and I want to see him playing for, 35 minutes and putting up those monster numbers like he did in their last game. But if I'm the Bucks, no, there's no reason to play him every week or every game. They shouldn't be playing guys on back-to-backs because they don't need to. Because, again, does it matter if this team finishes 60-22 or 64-16 or 56-26? No, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing. It's still going to be a top-ish seed, and it's still going to be in good position for the playoffs. And they just have to make sure that once they get to mid-April and hopefully in through mid-June, they're playing their best basketball then.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Also, when you look at the Eastern Conference, I mean, it's just brutal. Philadelphia's had a rough start. Miami's been kind of the surprise team. Boston's been a little bit of a surprise as well. But the Western Conference is going to be a bloodbath just to get into the playoffs. I don't think you get into the playoffs in the West without winning at least, 48 to 50 games. Do you think the Bucks have enough talent to hang with a team like the Lakers, who have Anthony Davis and LeBron, or the Clippers, who have Kawhi and Paul George? Do you think maybe they're a move away at the deadline? People keep tweeting at me, obviously, they want Bradley Beal. That's not going to happen. You're not going to get a superstar. But if you bring in like a Nico Mirotic and he actually works out and remembers how to hit a shot in the Eastern Conference Finals, do you see them doing something like that? Or do you think like the lineup and the rotations that we have now are what we're going to see? The younger guys like Dante or Sterling? Or do you think they go after a veteran at the deadline?
I think they'll go after someone. I don't think it'll be as big as Nico Mirotic, and obviously that didn't work out anyway, but I they can't keep trading all these picks, and I know they just got one back from the Pacers and the Brogdon sign-and-trade, but I think they'll probably do something minor, and I think the team as it is right now, I do think they can hang with the Lakers, the Clippers, whoever ends up coming out of the West, in part because whoever comes up ends up coming out of the West is going to be a little more banged up because the road is much tougher. And in part because no matter what it is, whether it is LeBron James or even Kawhi Leonard, and I know it didn't play out that way against Toronto last year, to me, the Bucks are going to have the best player on the court. And in the NBA, when you have the best player on the court, you always have a chance to win. It's just, it's a different league than Major League Baseball, NFL, NHL, and one guy can win a series for you, and one guy can win a game for you by himself. And, So am I saying right now go to Vegas and put everything on the Bucks? No. But can they hang with those teams? Absolutely.
I know you've got something special brewing today for our folks in the CBS 58. I don't know how much you want to give away, but I know you're up early because you're working on something kind of fun for us tonight, right?
Well, it's not just CBS 58. It's also 105.7 on the panel. We'll be talking to Leroy Butler. And I don't know if you guys have heard, but He there's this like organization in somewhere in the middle of Ohio that seems very interested in.
Interested enough to
I think it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's where that is, right?
Because Leroy Butler's experience on drums was eventually going to get him in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't wait for that tonight. That's going to be a blast and a perfect way to send out the day before Thanksgiving to hear from Leroy Butler, one of the all-time great guys. And that's the thing that I think we in Wisconsin are spoiled, right? Because we know this is a good player, but we also know it's a special guy, and I think that makes us root for this thing.
I mean, that's the beauty of it. We're not just going to talk to him for Hall of Fame. We're also, we're up because he's doing a fundraising event right now, so we're going to be joining him at that for a little bit.
Scott calls me the conductor of the CBS 58 train, and so I had to make sure we got that in there. Scott, really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to you and Leroy. I'm interested to see what he has to say.
Yeah, it'll be good time.
Thanks, Scott. Scott joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Then look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!